This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Holly Buckley. Holly heads up the Life Sciences and Healthcare Group, the Greater Group at McGuire Woods. She co-chairs that group. She spends the vast majority of her time in private equity, particularly at the intersection of healthcare and private equity. She's going to talk a little bit today about what she's seeing in the deal market, what she expects in the next 12 months, and a little bit more. Holly, tell us what you're seeing today. Is it insanely busy? Is it smaller and big deals? What's the sense what you have out there in terms of people trying to invest in healthcare, both the provider side, the technology side? What are you seeing today?
You know, we actually have a lot of big sell side deals, more so than any other year that I can remember. And these are platforms that have done very well that are now looking to exit. Also, some still big platforms that are out there going to a strategic buyer or a PE buyer for the first time. So that is a little unusual in terms of what we've been seeing the last few years. In addition, we're still seeing a lot on the buy side, both new platforms and add-on deals. And on the new platform side, we're seeing a lot in some specialties that previously had been a little bit slower. So, for example, GI, urology, some more technology-focused deals. And then we're amazingly still seeing some of the bread and butter, ophthalmology, dental, the deals that you thought would be kind of peaked and done are still holding relatively strong.
And let me ask you a question. Are you seeing a lot of sell-side deals because multiples are so high, because people have rebounded from COVID and want to exit, because people are concerned about capital gains changes? Or is it some of all of the above? What's driving the amount of sell-side engagements and the excitement of looking to market?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on who the seller is in terms of some of the reason. I think for the PE-backed companies, it's that they've kind of rebounded from COVID, have done very well, have had great growth and done well acquisitions over the last few years. And they're at a point where they can go to market and command a very nice price. And it's just the right time in the cycle. For the platforms that are going kind of out for the first time, I think it's more, as you said, the multiples are high. There's a desire to kind of strike while the iron is still hot in case it stops being hot, which I don't see happening in the very near future. But I think the cap gains kind of looming threat is certainly getting folks to at least dip their toe in the water and give it a go at this point in case that does change.
Magnificent. And Holly, I know that you and I were going to touch on another subject as well today. And why don't we do that in a separate podcast? We'll finish this up. I mean, just what you're seeing is an incredibly busy year. A lot of sell-side driven deals, probably more than expected, and really driven by a variety of reasons, and not an imminent slowdown. Do you see any slowdown in the near future?
I don't, and the reason I feel relatively confident about that is just the fundraising that we're seeing. A lot of funds going out and raising even bigger funds than the prior fund. And then also seeing independent sponsors, some of them flipping to the actual traditional funds and going out and raising capital as well. So there's going to be a continuing amount of dry powder that needs to get spent. And so I'm not quite sure that there will be a slowdown anytime soon.
Fascinating. And thank you very much. And I know you and I'll get a chance to talk about something that's near and dear to your heart and my heart with a daughter in this world is the advice for young women in finance, leadership in finance for young women, so professionals and so forth, women professionals. So let's wrap this up, Holly. I want to thank you for joining us on the Becker Private Equity Podcast, and we'll record separately around this topic of advice for women leaders in finance. Thank you very much.
Thank you.